once upon a time, when Parikshit Maharaj heard from reliable sources that some portion of his kingdom is becoming degraded and afflicted by the effects of Kali, he set out on a journey all over the world. And on the way, he saw a man dressed like a king with a black dress, posing like a king. He was beating a cow and a bull. And the cow represents the earth, and the bull represents the dharma. So he saw that the evil-minded Kali, he had beaten up the three legs of the bull, and the bull was only standing on one leg. And the cow was also weeping, lying on the ground. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this commentary, he writes there that the dharma bull and the cow earth and how they are afflicted by the ill effects of Kali, this was actually prevalent in different sections of the world. But a personality like Parikshit was given a vision to see how the mother earth like a cow and dharma like a bull, they were being beaten up. It was actually a vision that Parikshit got, which was not easily observable by a common man. Like that, Chakravarti Thakur writes. In the same manner, those people who sincerely practice spiritual life, as their heart gets more and more purified, they'll be able to easily observe that all the millions and millions of jivas are all entering into the mouth of the serpent of time, whether it be a fly which is born in the night and dies next day early morning, or the other creatures which live for only a few years, or some more years, or longer number of years, but ultimately everybody is entering into the mouth of the serpent of time. So when the Pingala, the prostitute, when she developed detachment and meditated on the Supreme Lord, she got this vision that there was a globe of the earth and near which there was a serpent which was with an open mouth about to devour the globe. So she got that vision and she could immediately see everything in this world is temporary, everything in this world is perishable, and nothing is permanent. Therefore, the happiness that we derive in this world is all cheating and fleeting happiness. So one should not chase after these petty material pleasures foolishly, because one will waste one's energy, time, money, and the human form of life. So she got that vision in her heart, and at once she developed detachment and surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Immediately after that. So, just as Pingala got this vision, Parikshit got that vision. So these are all actually gifts of the Supreme Lord. These are like revelation of the Supreme Lord, so that the individual devotee can take a subsequent action. For example, when Parikshit saw this cow and the bull, immediately he took an action by awarding Kaliraj some few places, five places, and he wanted to save the whole world from these five places. Dhyutam, Panam, Striya, Sona, Yatra, Dharma, Shatru, Vida, and all that. And he wanted to keep his kingdom clean of all bad propensities of Kali. And he filled up his kingdom with Sankirtan of the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Pingala, the prostitute, also was extremely frustrated before, and disheartened and frustrated, and she was always anticipating and expecting. Now that diseased mind of Pingala, which was causing agitation and upsetness, that actually fizzled out, and she became serene, completely calm, satisfied, cheerful. At the same time, with that cheerful mind, she took shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, in this way, the result of the right spiritual outlook, vision, is one becomes peaceful and one becomes surrendered to the Supreme Lord. So, how do we attain this type of revelation? You will see in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not wait for the Vishwarupa Darshanam, or Arjuna did not wait for the 82 opulences that Lord Krishna revealed to him in the 10th chapter. Even before these two things, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna saying, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Based on two things, based on Krishna's verdict of himself, Krishna spoke to him about his supremacy. And another one is, on the strength of the authority of the sages, like Asito, Devalo, Vyaso, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Swayam Chaiva Bravishime, you yourself told me, Krishna, that you are the supreme. I trust your words. And also, great sages like Vyasa, Narada, Asita, Devala, they will never speak any lie. Those sages have spoken about you like this. So I have full faith in it. So those people who develop full faith in the words of the Guru Parampara, in the truth that is spoken to them, without bringing their defective senses or the four defects, such people actually can very easily approach the truth. And for those who are faithful in accepting the truth as well as subsequently following the instructions given in scriptures, then Lord will give such revelation as I was telling you. And those who are suspicious, doubtful, skeptical, they will become choirs fools. And they will be delighting in material sense gratification, and they will never get an opportunity to elevate their mind by purifying the mind by putting faith in the right sources. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name is actually an opportunity for us to put faith in the words of the acharyas on the holy name. Somebody may say, I have heard all the glories of the holy name, still nothing is happening to me. Why? Because we don't have faith in what we heard. Because if heart is not getting cleaner and we are not becoming serious in approaching the Supreme Lord, that means there is a lack of faith. Then one has to study the scriptures to find out what is to be done for destroying the doubt and establishing the faith. Because that faith is actually the foundation, and the just like business people put principal amount for starting a business. Similarly, Shraddha is the price that we have to pay. Shraddha Amulye Shuddha Naam Sehate Te Bikai. For even buying the holy name, you have to put Shraddha, he says, sir. So with that Shraddha, everything else will follow. Hare Naam Prabhu Ki.